Wake up, kid. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope your week is going great. I'm excited. I'm sitting here in the studio with a bunch of teenagers who are trying to be quiet and not laugh, and it's really hard. They're watching me and Will as we record these intros, and I'm super excited hanging out with my co-host, my friend. Even though there's 40 years difference in our age, we still hang out together. Tell everybody your name in case they forgot.
William.
I just found out today that his middle name is Henry. I almost said Harvey. William Henry Farker. Not Harvey. I don't even know who Harvey is. He's not even here. We've been talking about something this week that is not fun to talk about. The question we're answering is, are you a sinner? And the answer is yes, I have disobeyed God. And it's not fun to talk about that, Will. I can't think of anything less fun to talk about. You know, I don't want to let anybody down. I don't want to let you down. I don't want to let other people down. And I definitely don't want to let God down. But remembering that I'm a sinner reminds me that I have done things that are wrong and that I let God down. But it's important that we spend a lot of time making sure that people understand that sin is bad and sin deserves to be punished forever by God, but also that sin applies to them, that they're sinners. Because, Will, what would happen if a person lived their whole life without understanding that they had disobeyed God?
They wouldn't go to heaven.
Yeah, because they would never know that they needed to be rescued. Good answer. They would have no way to know that I have done wrong and I need to be rescued. Now, the Bible tells us that we understand that things aren't right between us and God, but it's easy to ignore that and deny it. So it's important that if we love people, we try to help them understand that. We're going to talk some more about it, but to lighten things up, we've been talking about this bad stuff all week. Let's have another corny joke of the day.
What did the buffalo say when his son went to college?
I don't know, Will. I didn't even know buffaloes went to college. What did the buffalo say when his son went to college?
Bye, son.
Hey, guys, this week we're talking about the answer to this question. Are you a sinner? And of course, we know the answer is yes, I've disobeyed God. We know that from our own experience. We know we've done things that are wrong. We know that because the Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, why would we spend a week talking about the fact that we're all sinners? Because this is a super important truth, and everybody needs to know that they're a sinner so that they understand the punishment they deserve and the rescue they need. Jesus, when he was on earth, this was the message he preached. Hey, you need a savior, and I'm that savior. Jesus said in Mark chapter 1, he says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent means to turn away from your sin. Jesus was saying to this crowd of people, you are sinners, and you need to turn your back on that sin and turn to me and believe the gospel. You need to believe that I'm the Savior, and I'm going to take the punishment that you deserve. I'm going to be buried. I'm going to get up on the third day so that you can put your trust in me, turn away from your sin, and be rescued. The understanding that we are sinners who need a Savior is the beginning of our salvation.